Welcome to the Christ Life Ministries podcast. We hope you enjoy this message by Pastor Olubi Johnson. For more information about this podcast and our other resources, please visit spcconline.org. God bless you.
In Luke chapter 21, it says there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon. This is this blood moon, which has already taken place. And in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations. In Haggai, it calls it shaking. Same thing. Different words, but the spirit is the same. Distress of nations. He said, but then the desire of all nations shall come. Here it says in verse 27, it says, and then the Son of Man, they'll see it coming in cloud. That's why I'm with great glory. The Son of Man has to come in us to relieve the nations of this distress. The glory that will come, the wisdom that will come, the prosperity that will come. It says, the wealth of the nation shall be brought unto you from the sea, will bring relief to the nations. And that's why we must, in this critical moment, the sons of Issachar, typifying the prophetic, had understanding of the times. What I've just given you now is an understanding of the times. And then I'm now telling you what Israel ought to do. United, synergized prayer in the spirit. I was saying that ordinarily prayer in the spirit is united in the sense that it's never cross-purpose. I can be praying in tongues and you praying in tongues, and our prayers in the spirit will always be in harmony. But there's something that can spoil it. If we're not walking in love. The Bible says, though I speak with tongues of men and of angels, if I'm walking, I become a tinkling cymbal. In other words, the physical noise will be there, but there will be no power. It would just be like making noise. And that's one of the things I believe that God wants us to address as I share these truths. United prayer in the spirit by synergy of the prayers of just men made perfect. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. And let's look at verse 23. Here, Paul is giving a spiritual description of the church of Jesus Christ. And he was contrasting it with the physical presence of God that came on Mount Sinai in the Old Testament, when God gave them what we call the Ten Commandments. He said, you are not come to Mount Sinai. He said, you know, where there was, you know, fire and, you know, and even Moses was trembling. He said, but you are come unto Mount Zion, verse 22, unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, unto an innumerable company of angels, and to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all. And the expression I want to focus on now, and the spirits of just men. The word just means born again men who have been made perfect. Perfect there means who have come into maturity and some degree of perfection, depending on, you know, the time in which this is being written and it's being applied. Today it's going to apply to us in perfection. In the time of Paul, it referred to them in maturity with the revelation of perfection I'm moving towards. He said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling. So I'm going to use Paul as a template. The Bible says, Paul says, he himself, writing about himself, he said that, you know, I did all these things ignorantly, that God saved me and made me a pattern. That's why we call Paul the pattern's disciple with all the other apostles. They are patterns for us. Jesus is the pattern son. And like I illustrated during the Bible study using Pastor Buiga, and Dr. Williams and Professor Lokbare, you cannot. When God showed me the thing, it was so clear to me. One of the reasons why this generation is lost, not all of us are lost, forgive me, you know, but why a lot of people, I'm talking about Christians now, I'm not talking about unbelievers, have lost in the wilderness. Because when we get born again, it's a type of us being taken out of Egypt. Now we're in the wilderness, we have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which is a type of the fire at night and the cloud during the day. We have some degree of prosperity. Our shoes, do not wear out. Our clothes don't wear out. You know, there's no feeble person among our tribes. Our legs not swell. So we have some degree of healing, some degree of prosperity. And you know the funny thing, darling? People think that that's the gospel. No, you're on a transition. And sadly, I said this during the Bible study, many Christians live and die in the wilderness and think that they have done the will of God. Because they had fire, they had the cloud, they had their shoes, they had their clothes did not wear out. You know, yeah, you did get some blessing, but blessing is not destiny. I just got a fax, a tweet from heaven. Do you know, Pastor G, Mommy, do you know that Korah, Abiram, all went through the wilderness? They all enjoyed all of those things for years. Rebels. But the ground opened and swallowed them up. The fact that God blesses you does not mean God is pleased with you. I didn't hear amen. this is Pastor Olubi. The people don't like this Pastor Olubi. The man has come again. How can you say God blessed me and God is not pleased with me? Didn't God bless Korah? Didn't God bless Abraham? Watch this. Korah, Abiram, you know, Dathan, they all went through the Red Sea. Didn't God bless them? The sea didn't come back on them. They got to the other side. When they got to the other side and they complained about the water that was bitter, God told Moses, put this tree inside the water. The water became sweet. They all drank of it. Do you understand? When they complained that they didn't have food, God rained manna from heaven to Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. All this time, they had rebellion in their hearts. And God knew it. What I'm saying is that what is happening today is the same thing. There are a lot of our people who are born again, spirit-filled. They enjoy some degree. And I qualify that because we haven't really seen the divine prosperity of Zion. We haven't seen that yet. Some degree of prosperity, some provision, some degree of blessing, some degree of... yet they're in rebellion. Just like Dathan, Abiram, and Korah. And they think because God's presence is there and God's blessings are there that we're fine. No, these same people are going around the wilderness just like the children of Israel. Compass going around the same thing. Go to their meetings, you see it. They're going around the same thing over and over and over again. And sadly and regrettably, I said with no joy in my heart, many of them will perish in the wilderness. Never enter into the promised land of perfection and fullness. And one of the reasons why they are roaming in the wilderness is because they have lost contact with the fathers. Spiritually speaking now. See, imagine what your life would be today if... Let me use myself. Let me use Olubi. What would my life be today if I got born again, I got filled with the Holy Spirit, I spoke in tongues, but I never got a hold of Kenneth Hagin's teachings. I never got a hold of E.W. Kenyon's teachings. I never got a hold of Yonge Cho's teachings or Kenneth Copeland or Bill Britton and George Warnock and Papa Ralph and Kelly Verner. Where will I be today? I will be roaming in the wilderness. I will pray in tongues. I will pray. But there are certain things I just can't know. Because God has deposited them into those men. That's the way the system works. That's how it works, folks. Sadly and regrettably, many are like that. Because those things were brought to them and they rejected them. You cannot be a disciple unless you have a pattern on the earth that you can see, that you can follow. It's impossible. If Paul, Peter, James, John did not write the epistles for us, imagine what your life would be. Watch this. You have to do what Albert Einstein used to call a thought experiment. This is a thought experiment. You know who I learned this from? E.W. Kenyon. He wrote in his book. He said, imagine if all you had was the four Gospels. So you know Jesus came and you can get born again. But you don't have Romans to Hebrews. Listen to this. You don't have James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st, 2nd and 3rd John, Jude, and you don't have the book of Revelation. You will be lost. Not that you won't go to heaven, but there are certain things you won't even understand what Jesus is talking about. That's what happens when you don't follow. He said, I have set some in the church. And like, it was Rick Godwin who said, if God set them, you can't upset them. You may not like them, but God has set them. And if you don't learn from them, there's anything you will never learn. How did I know, Olubi Johnson now, about Pauline prayer? I learned it from Kenneth Hagin. How did Kenneth Hagin know? The Holy Spirit led him and taught him, and then it was confirmed through E.W. Kenyon's writings. One day, Kenneth Hagin was preaching somewhere, 1948 or 49, because he started praying those prayers around the same time, 1949, you know. And somebody came to him and said, have you ever heard of Dr. Kenyon? He said, no, I've never heard of him. He said, well, he preaches faith and healing just like you. Then Kenneth Hagin said, well, he must be congratulated because he must be preaching the truth, because I know I am. I said, laughing. They said, you need to get his books. When Kenneth Hagin got his books, he couldn't believe his eyes. What? So not only did it confirm, it amplified and then gave Kenneth Hagin more insight. Where would he be? That's why people are roaming in the wilderness. And that's why they are perishing in the wilderness, thinking that because they have manna from heaven, they have the cloud in the day, they have the fire at night, which is, you know, symbolic of manifestations of the Holy Spirit, divine provision and some degree of divine healing, that God is blessing them, so God is with them. Yeah, God is with them, but they're not going to fulfill destiny. They're going to perish in the wilderness. Like Paul said, they're going to suffer loss. So, the spirits of just men made perfect. It was Paul who wrote this for us. Let's give the Apostle Paul a clap offering. I've spoken so much about Paul today. Do you know where would we be if Paul was not faithful to write all these things down for us? So, these are men whose spirits have expanded through years of obedience and prayer and intercession. So it's called the spirits of just men perfect. They now become, I'm talking about United Prayer in the Spirit now. and the synergy. They now become the workhorse, the generating plant by which prayer in the spirit is synergized. And I'm going to prove it to you from scripture. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. And I'm just going to take verse 4. This is when Paul was talking about discipline. But there is a great principle here that it says, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Everybody say, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. What does that mean? Let me tell you what it means. It just means, of course, all of us are Christians, so in the name of Jesus, that's that. You know, that's a legal technicality. But it goes beyond that. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ means in the character. See, a lot of Christians say in Jesus' name, but the character is not there. So the in Jesus' name is not working. It's not, you can't just repeat it like a parrot. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. When you are gathered together, everybody say, when you are gathered together. And my spirit. Notice it's just one spirit. One person. Because of the capacity and the expansion of his spirit over years. With the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice not Paul's power, but it is Paul's spirit. Paul's spirit is the generator. Now, this is what happens, united prayer in the spirit. I mentioned all these things some years ago when I taught it, but God said, you need to come and emphasize it, particularly as we're going to this fast, so that there will be a synergy in our prayers. The word synergy is when you join one or more of two, three things together, and then you get, what you get out of it is a multiplication of those factors. So, for example, if you put 2, 3, and 4 together, you get, that is 5 and 4. You should get 9 if you added them, you know, arithmetically. But if there is a synergy, then the 2, the 4, and the 5 can be multiplexed together. That's a term from communication engineering. They can be mixed together, synergized together, so that what is coming out will not be 9, it could be 9,000. Depending on the synergy amplification factors. That's what happens in the spirit. And I'm going to prove it to you right now. Let's look at Matthew chapter 18. Keep your mind in what we just read. Everybody say, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. There are three things I want you to get here. Say, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Then say, gathered. Everybody say, gathered. Say, gathered. Say it one more time. Then the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. Say, power of our Lord Jesus Christ. Those three factors. The name of Jesus. Gather. And power. Now, let me show you how it's combined. Look at Matthew chapter 18. I don't know if I'm talking to anybody here. Matthew 18 and verses 19 and 20. We like quoting all of these scriptures, but you see, that's why you need fathers, pastors, prophets, apostles that have revelation. So you can read the Bible and just read on the surface and not know the depth of what it's talking about. And here, Jesus said, again, I Jesus, say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth, as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are what? Scream that word. Gathered. Together. Where? In my name. What did Paul say in Corinthians? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, when you are gather together and my spirit with the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. So what happens? The Lord was showing me how to explain this to you. Where I'm using Paul as a type, but now I'll use myself just for illustration purposes. But I'm not the only one who will have this. There are other men of God who could have developed the capacity of the Spirit. I don't know, because I'm not God and I don't know them, but I know me. So I can talk for me. I can't talk for other people. But let me use Paul. Paul is praying in tongues, in the Spirit. But Epaphras too is praying. How many people know Epaphras? And Timothy is praying. And some of his disciples. So you know what the Holy Spirit does? He goes to Epaphras and takes some of the power, because it's the Holy Ghost who's giving the utterance. He takes a portion of Epaphras' prayers. He takes a portion of Timothy's prayers. He takes a portion of Titus's prayers. And he begins to gather. Everybody say, gather. So he gathers this. You see, Titus is praying in tongues. Timothy is praying in tongues. Epaphras is praying in tongues. But they are all praying with the right attitude in the character. You now understand why I've taught us, I yet not I, but the Spirit of God is with me. What I've taught us in this last, I actually brought this into the first burner, to the front burner in 2003, when I began to teach us on keeping ourselves in the love of God. Because you see, what happens is that if I want to pray in the Spirit, I have to be aligned in God's character. So that is why that's why Good Morning Church is such an important platform. Not because my wife started it, because it's in line with the principles of the Bible. Before they jump into praying in the Spirit, they lay the foundation, one, of the fear of God, two, of the fruit of the Spirit. That's what puts you in the name. Not just saying in Jesus' name. Of course, we have to say in Jesus' name too, because that gives us the legal basis of our prayers. But it's in the name. So, Timothy, Epaphras, Titus, God gathers their prayers together and then combines it with the power that is coming out of Paul's spirit and my spirit with the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. The power of the Lord Jesus Christ is what now does the amplification and does the synergy according to the scripture. Deuteronomy chapter 32. But you see, that scripture is not the only scripture. That's one everybody quotes. Chapter 32, verse 30. How shall one chase a thousand? But you see, you have to look at there are two other scriptures that are allied. And over the years, God showed me this. You know, I'm a mathematician. So I'm a physicist, but you know, did a lot of maths. So I began to think. I said, okay, if this is so, then 10 times 10 times 10. But I'm not seeing that effect. Then I realized that there must be something that is a little bit, amiss here. And the Lord, let's look at Joshua chapter 23, verse 10. He says, one man of you shall chase a thousand, which is in line with what Deuteronomy chapter 30 says. But watch this. Look at Leviticus chapter 26, verse 8. Five of you shall chase 100. So it's not everybody that has the capacity to chase 1,000. Five people can chase only 100. Then he says here, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight. Yet, in Deuteronomy 30, he says, one will put 1,000 to flight, two put 10,000. So there are some people, their capacity, such as two of them alone, can deal with 10,000. But there are some other people whose capacity is such that it will take 100 of them to put 10,000 to flight. Chill. No problem. You know what God does? He goes round the church. God, the Holy Spirit. He goes around the church. Then he picks from Epaphras. He picks from Timothy. He picks from Titus and so on and so forth like that. And then he begins to combine them in the different capacities of their spirits. The ones that I just can do five to chase 100, he puts those ones together. The one that is going to take, 100 of them to chase 1,000, he puts them together. The ones that one can do 1,000, he puts them together. And two can do 10,000, he puts them together. When you put all of them together, when you put, and the only person who knows that thing is the Holy Ghost. Observe that when Paul was talking, he wasn't even with them physically. He said, when you are gathered together, he wasn't there physically. This is an operation in the spirit. And the church needs to understand this. I'm talking about united prayer in the spirit. When these prayers in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, when they are gathered together with the power of the Lord Jesus Christ in these exponential relationships, and these are not things I picked out of a hat. They're right there in the Word of God. Why did God record all of these things? So that we will know what's going on. And then we can cooperate intelligently. Watch this, honey. Not only with the Holy Ghost, but with one another.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. We believe these words have empowered you to live a victorious, transcendent life in Christ. Our mission is to equip God's people for service and build up the body of Christ until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. We encourage you to enjoy and share from thousands of resources, including books, sermons, prophecies, and articles available on our website, spcconline.org. Thank you, and God bless you.